This is Near FM
90.3. On the line, I have the one and only Mr. David Moore, all the way from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, you have a very, very exciting lecture coming up on Monday, the 11th of December at 7 p.m. Will you tell us a bit about it?
That's right, yes. It's our Christmas lecture. We have a talk online every month about some aspect of astronomy or space. But for Christmas, one of our regular speakers, Dr. Steve Barrett, who's based in Liverpool, has got a very interesting talk about the science of Santa Claus, which at first thought doesn't sound too much like astronomy, but when you think that he has to deliver presents over an entire planet, what laws of physics might he be, if not breaking, at least pushing to their limit? So it's actually quite interesting when you look into it. You know, in order to deliver to millions of homes in one night, how fast do you have to go? Would you have to go faster than the speed of light? Even if you don't, there's other problems that you're going to encounter moving through the Earth's atmosphere at incredible speed. So it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek, with science mixed in public talk, to have a bit of fun at the festive season.
Yeah, but there's education in it as well.
Exactly, yeah. So you learn something while having a bit of a laugh as well, which is always the best way to learn. And so that's on Monday night, 7 o'clock. You can get tickets for it on our website now, astronomy.ie. And I see people signing up from all over the country already. It's great to see, because we are a national organization and always trying to get people interested in some active aspect of space, even if you're a historical figure moving at close to the speed of light.
Now, you were, and if I tell people, you know, if you have an opportunity, well worth signing up for that lecture. Just absolutely brilliant. But there are other exciting things happening this week.
Yeah, there certainly are. Next week is the peak of the best meteor shower of the year. So meteors, or shooting stars, you'll see on average about one every 10 minutes if you stand outside in the dark for a few hours. So they're not that common, so to see one is a nice surprise. But next week, we're going to have 20 times more than normal, so you can expect to see one or two every minute. You won't be waiting long at all. It's a shooting star shower called the Geminids, and it's also known for producing fireballs. That's very bright meteors. I've seen some incredible ones in past years. And that's good news for people who are stuck in towns and cities around the country, because they'll get quite a good view as well. I've watched from the suburbs of Dublin, had a spectacular show in past years. But this year the moon is out of the way, so if you can get out to a dark rural sky, you'll get the very best view. The bright ones will look brighter, and all the faint ones will be visible as well. So that's the best meteor shower of the year. We've got two nights to see it peak, on Wednesday and Thursday night. You can watch right away from dusk until dawn. So we're actually asking people to count how many they see this year and send that in. You'll see details on our website again, astronomy.ie. So don't miss this one. Plan to stay up late on Wednesday and Thursday night next week especially.
And what dates are Wednesday and Thursday night? They're the 15th?
Yeah, they're the 13th and 14th.
13th.
And this meteor shower will always happen around the 13th, 14th of December, because that's the calendar, of course, is the Earth's orbit around the Sun. So we get to the same place in our orbit of the Sun on December 13th every year, and there's a swarm of bits of debris left over by what we think is a rock comet called Phaeton, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And when the Earth's orbit goes near the orbit of this particular object, it's strewn dust all around its orbit, so we plough through this dust field. The meteors you're seeing are typically the size of a grain of sand. Even a giant fireball is probably no bigger than a pebble, but they're traveling at such colossally high speeds. I mean, right now, you and I are moving around the sun at over 100,000 kilometers, 67,000 miles per hour. So if we hit anything at that speed, the friction with the Earth's atmosphere causes huge amounts of light and heat as the little particle vaporizes from the cosmic speed that it's got burning up in the atmosphere.
That always amazes me, what you just said, is that even though we think we're standing still, we're not. We're actually traveling through space.
Yeah, we don't realize how fast we're going. Of course, there's several motions we're undergoing right now. First of all, we're on the Earth spinning around at about 1,000 kilometers an hour, even here in Ireland. If you're at the equator, it's a bit faster. If you're up at the North Pole, of course, you just turn around once every 24 hours. So here, it's around 1,000 kilometers an hour. That's pretty fast. We're going around the sun around the 100,000 kilometer per hour mark, which is even faster. And then we're whizzing around the galaxy at several hundred kilometers per second. So we don't feel all these motions because we're all moving together. It's like when you're in a car hurtling down a motorway. As long as the windows are closed, you don't feel any breeze or there's no real realization that you're traveling at that speed because you're protected inside. Same on the Earth. Because the Earth's atmosphere, the Earth's surface, we're all moving at the same speed, so we don't notice the speed that we're traveling at around the sun, but we do when we hit something. This is like the analogy of driving down a motorway, bugs splashing on your windscreen in the summer, and that's what happens to these poor little particles that are going to make up the Geminid meteors next week. So I'll certainly be getting the deck chair out, leaning back, and trying to count the number of meteors every 15 minutes. In the past, I know I've, even from less than ideal conditions, I've counted 15 to 20 per quarter hour. That's more than one per minute. Keen-sighted people in really dark skies can see sometimes even two or three per minute.
On all those wishes.
Yeah, exactly, yes, yes. If you're a little bit superstitious or romantic, perhaps,
well, that's it. If I'm going to listen to a lecture on the science of Santa Claus, why can't I? Isn't that it?
No. Okay, again, you're a bit faint there.
Sorry about that. What I was saying was there that if I'm going to listen to a lecture about Santa Claus and the science of Santa Claus, why can't I think I can get a wish on every falling star?
Absolutely.
Now, what I wanted to ask you about, and I think this would be a brilliant Christmas present for anybody, is a membership to Astronomy Ireland. How would I do that?
Oh, yeah, lots of people do this time of year, especially as a young person in the family who's got an interest in space. Every month, they'll get told what to see in the sky over Ireland. What people have been seeing in the past will be big report on the meteor shower after it happens next week, and keep up their interest could lead to a career in space or even in science or any of the STEM subjects. So it's a great hobby to encourage amongst young people in particular, but anyone at all that's got a fascination with space. The magazine is aimed at beginners. We fill it full of the best pictures from space because there are some stunning images that come back every month. And we have the Irish angle. There's always researchers in Ireland who are working in the various fields of the discoveries you hear about day in, day out. And, you know, the future is space. I don't think any of us don't believe at some stage, be it decades or centuries in the future, the human race will be out in space. So it's a great hobby, the biggest hobby in the universe, one that's got a fantastic future. And it's just absolutely fascinating. Keeping me going my whole life, and absolutely no end in sight of all the discoveries coming. And if you do give someone a gift subscription this Christmas, over the next 12 months, we've got two comets at least coming that are going to be visible to the naked eye. We've got two eclipses coming, one April, one in September. And then all the planets and the moon events happening at the same time. There's going to be a huge amount to see. And of course, the discoveries that are being made by all the researchers around the world and all the spacecraft out there in space pack the pages of the magazine every month. It's a fascinating encourage everybody in the country to join Astronomy Ireland. And, you know, it costs about €1 a week if people sign up to get our magazine, which is not that much these days.
No, and the I think for young people, the giving of subscription to Astronomy Ireland is just helping to broaden their mind, broaden their understanding. It can only stand to them in their lives.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what fascinated me when I was a kid, first finding out about astronomy. Back then, no internet. I had to read every book in the library, and then it was always difficult for people to date. There was no Irish astronomy magazine. I ended up getting the British one, and that was quite good. Now we have our own magazine, Astronomy Ireland magazine, that we'd recommend people. And there's other, if you go on our website, you'll see there's other gift ideas there. There are evening classes coming up at the end of January that people are enrolling for now. And there are these monthly lectures. You can get what we call a season ticket to all of those. Lots of gift ideas there. And if you need advice on telescopes, there's advice on our website too. We'll help you out if you contact us directly as well. And if you get a telescope for Christmas, in January, late January, there's going to be a special telescope watch where if you get stuck and you can't figure out how to either assemble your telescope or use it, bring it along and we'll help you.
I tell you, it's absolutely brilliant. And let least we forget on Monday evening, the lecture on the science of Santa Claus, and tickets for that are still available. You can go along to astronomy.ie, and there is a nominal fee on that. So, but well worth getting in there and having a listen, and also join up to Astronomy Ireland. I would advise that as a lovely present for any young person. David, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us at such short notice. Very, very good of you.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and a Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Ho, ho, ho. Take care. All the best, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Near FM
90.3.